everyone here, and it's an honor because I have such profound respect for the people who serve in this room. I was an early chair of the Sulzbacher Center, United Way, Public Education, and now most recently Cornerstone Chair for the Chamber. And it doesn't matter what role, this subject is absolutely in every one of those roles you touch on it. So, not unlike anybody else in the room, as a person who cares deeply about the community, I've been here 19 years now. I'm just delighted to be part of a team. I'm ready to be on Tony's team to bring brain power, will, and I, like Audrey, like action. I don't like a lot of study, so I don't know that I bring anything unique to it except the same issue of really caretaking for this community, which is at the heart of what not only our organization about, but what I certainly care about on a personal level. You know, we're involved in a lot of mentoring activity with the Regional of East Florida, you know, and really do have some firsthand involvement. And this is a very complex subject, and it's going to take all of our minds, and it's going to take a sustained effort, stick-to-itiveness of a kind, and I'm certainly willing to do my part in that regard, and truly am honored to be asked to be a part of the action team.
I'm Mac Brunson. I'm just a preacher. I'm here because the mayor called. I don't know that I should say this, but I've had groups of African-American pastors coming to me that we've been meeting over the last couple of months. And when you called, I thought you were calling to find out what I was doing. But I'm here because I have a very deep sense that one day I'll stand before a sovereign God who will ask me, what did I do in the place where he put me? And it matters to me about families and about homes. The divorce rate in this city is well above the national average. And I think that is directly related to the murder rate, the suicide rate, STDs, dropout, all of those kind of things. I think we have a spiritual issue. I think there's a spiritual problem that's here, and I realize that I may be one of a few here that feel strongly about that. I'm concerned about dads not being in the home and about what little children see and hear and learn and how they start out. And one of the things that I'm doing is I'm meeting with these pastors because I feel like I need to be a servant to them to see how I can assist these African-American pastors who really don't feel like they have a voice anywhere. The other thing is it's important, I think, for us to be in these communities. I know that if somebody were shooting in my neighborhood, I'd be jumping up and down and pitching a fit. But my children are no more important than the children in the neighborhoods where the shootings are taking place. And somebody needs to be their advocate. We're going to rebuild. I'm telling you, if First Baptist doesn't do it, the Brunson family's going to. The African-American church that was burned down by the gang. We're going to do that ourselves. I don't want any government money. I don't want any federal money. We're going to do that. And we're doing it for that community. And I've already sent out my son and pastors out of our church to knock door to door, hands in hand with the pastor in that community, to say, we care about you, we're here, we're interested, and we're doing that now. And so I'm here for those reasons and because you asked me to be here.
Thanks.
Thank you, Pastor. Let me just commend and congratulate the leadership of this effort. To be honest with you, I've been somewhat a little ashamed. Most of you know who I am. I'm Nat Glover, former sheriff, my boss, Daddy. Hope he wasn't proud of what I did closing office. And currently, University of North Florida, special advisor to the president there, which is a rather presumptuous title. But get an opportunity to work with John again. It's been great. But this is a prominent committee. Very, very impressive. I mean, when you look at the name of the steering committee and the chairs and members on these committees, it just immediately creates a momentum. People expect a lot from this distinguished group. When I say that I've been somewhat disappointed in some instances, you know, for 9 years as sheriff, I made the statement, if a child is killed on the north side, the mother's on the south side, should we? And if a child is killed on the south side, the mother's on the north side, should we? Also made the statement that the worst mistake this community could make is to look at this problem and say, it's just that other side of town, and it's not our problem. I'm reminded of the fable, Aesop's favorite fable, the goose that laid the golden egg. I love this city. I think that when I look at my background, I'm somewhat of the representative at this table of that poor segment of the community, because that's where I came from. There is a lot of hopelessness out there. But I've never seen the kind of sensitivity from the entire community until this group was put together. Not until this group was charged by this mayor that there was ever a statement made to this community that we are all concerned about what's happening. Because I've talked to most of you from time to time, and I don't know of anybody who's not been sensitive. But I'm talking about collectively. The city of Jacksonville is the goose that laid the golden egg for Nat Glover. And I love this city. It made me. I used to just love going to some of the meetings around the state and talk to the people of Tampa, Orlando, Miami, you know, the progressive end of the state. And I would just wash their face with the notion that you never elected a black sheriff. Came from Jacksonville, Florida. And I just love doing that because I love Jacksonville and just appreciate what they have done in this city. We've stepped out and did that. See, we're gonna turn the weapons, the guns, law enforcement over to a black man. That's what we did in Jacksonville. And they didn't like that. They didn't like it because I told it to them so often. But again, we're stepping out and we're doing something different. Now, the people expect something different. The people expect something different. I expect something different. So yes, the mayor asked me, and I want to certainly support the mayor. But I'm here too because I love Jacksonville. And to me, I watched this news story about Tony and him trying to do something on the north side. And I sense a tide changing. I sense that something in this community is changing. So, Mr. Mayor, you brought this to fruition. I commend you, and I congratulate you, and I'm very, very proud. Very proud to be here. And whatever I can do, I want to do that. Thank you all for coming. Thank you.
Well, I'm Wayne Weaver. And I tell you, I'm kind of like Petway. I feel like I'm above my pay grade here. But my background is public and private business. So I'm very unfamiliar with sunshine laws. in spite of that, my background is in business that you have to have an attitude that there's no problem you can't solve. And many times you have to take a step back and readjust your plan. People that know me privately in conversations are very opinionated about certain things. I'm very strong-willed. And I do believe that when you convene a group of people like in this room, and then you do what Tony said and many of you others said, that you define what you're trying to accomplish, and you're very specific on the goals that you want to accomplish in each one of these committees, I think they're solvable. But there's no silver bullets, and some of these are societal issues that are going to take decades. But many of them, we can make huge inroads if we have the will, we have the commitment, we're willing to go out and raise the funds that are needed that aren't going to be funded by public entities and state and federal government. So I'm really optimistic. Again, I'm here because the mayor asked me. I think if I'd read all the material, I would have said no. But I'm excited because I think I'm going to learn a lot about our community. I'm going to learn a lot about the issues, so I look forward to hearing reports from different committees. And then having an opportunity to weigh in and contribute where I feel like I can help the most. So, Mayor, I'm excited to be a part of this. And I can tell you that just listening to people around this room, there is a commitment to make a difference. So I'm really proud to be a part of this.
Thanks, Wayne. My background is in a variety of community public service. Also, I own a business which pays my time so I can do the volunteer work. But one interesting thing about that business that I wanted to mention is part of what we do is multifamily development on the affordable housing side. We have 15,000 kids that live in our communities right now. We have a person full-time that coordinates with the different organizations in which the different cities that they're in, some of the support groups. But we've got a captive population to really try to impact their lives. One, it's good business, but also when you have that opportunity to have those kids come home to that community after school every day, and you've got a community center, and you can get them involved in things, it's a great opportunity. And we make a little bit of difference, but we also lose a lot of the kids along the way, and it's frustrating. So I share the concern that many of you have about the children, about that's one of the areas that we've got to spend a lot of time in. Schools is another one. WC, you know, I tell you, you've got a tough one there, but when you look at our dropout rate and our truancy, the percentage of kids that are truant, it's no wonder we've got the problems that we have. And I don't know how that's going to be fixed, but that has to be a key part of it. As I listened to everybody, I started thinking, what a great opportunity to really bold things here. And I think that started with I think John might have mentioned, you know, or somebody mentioned, getting at the root cause of this. But we've got a chance with this group to really, you know, not say, okay, this study did that. Let's go beyond that. And we've got the momentum to really, really make a difference. And these type of opportunities don't happen very often. And, you know, so Mayor, I just commend you for, you know, bringing this group together. And I really, really hope and I really feel that something bold is going to come out of this and bold action steps. Betty, I just wanted to mention, you said you were born here and you love the city. I wasn't born here. I've been here almost 30 years now, but I love it, and that's why I do it. And I don't want to move. I don't want to, you know, flee from this problem. But it's either going to be fix it or flee, because it's getting bad. And I love being proud of my city. And Wayne, you know, with the Jaguars, we all became proud of it for that reason. We became proud of it because of the beauty of the city and the growth of the city. But right now, I don't think many people are proud of what's going on with the violence. And, you know, it became a city I was proud of when my kids came here. And 15 years ago, my kids never would have moved back to Jacksonville. They moved back. But if this problem continues to grow, their children will not be moving back to Jacksonville. So I'm looking forward to working with all of you. I made a note here to Betty as I heard these conversations. I just said, you know, great energy, great passion, and great, great commitments from all of you. You know, what you all had to say was really, really tremendous. And I think it was a wonderful way to kick off what we're going to be doing for the next 4 months. So with that, I'll turn it over to our chair, Betty.
Thank you, and I'm going to dismiss you all as I promised. I made a list of everything everybody was saying because to look at you, you didn't see that enthusiasm. But then after I read the list, it is very exciting what people are saying. And I've made a major list, major issue list, and I guess we'll get, hopefully, I will use this as my little card, report card, and as they happen, I'll check them off, and those that left with us have to deal with them some other time. And Adam's smiling because he knows this, I do things, but, you know, everyone wants, a lot of people talk about the cause of the crime and treating that cause. They talk about early training and prevention, funding the crisis of crime, and we talk about untapped community resources, such as faith-based organizations and social organizations and the family. The family is a part of the community resources we have not tapped. I didn't hear a whole lot of talk about that. Tony talked about youth without early training. We're doing a lot with youth, but there's a whole group of them out there that have not received that early training, and they're part of the problem. We talked about getting the results of crime, because it's causing a cultural erosion in our communities, both economically and socially. And we have a lack of structured activities for our youth in the communities, and we need to do something with parenting education, but not just parents, but adults, because some adults have children and they're not their parents. We have to engage the public. We have to set goals and then have a plan to accomplish those goals. And we have to do what we can do immediately. And the truancy literacy and that issue, I was a school teacher for 10 years, Debsey, I know that problem. I used to stay in between the bleachers and the locker. There's spiritual value. We're going to have to address that. Without the faith-based community, this won't happen. They're going to preach in the churches every Sunday morning, Reverend. And if they don't think we're doing something, that's what they're going to tell the congregation. So we have to engage the spiritual community. And someone said that they are the advocates in the community. We must live up to the community expectations, as the sheriff said, because they think we are here to solve this problem. And they're going to be after us if we don't do something that's noticeable in very immediate future. I like Mr. Weaver's comments. We gotta have a positive attitude. I know everybody's saying I make a lot of fun and I laugh a lot, but if I didn't enjoy it, I don't do it. So I'm having fun trying to find a solution to this, but that's not to the point that I don't recognize that this is serious, that it's hard work, and if anybody work as hard as I work, we will come up with some kind of solution to some of what's happening. And for the better order, if anyone wants to say something, John?
I'm going to tell you, I was really moved by hearing everyone at this table. And I had an early discussion with Sheriff Glover several months ago, and he said, you know, Mayor, I'm not sensing the concern in this community, for the entire community, about the problem in this segment of our community. And that has not been my experience. And what I've heard today is tremendous sensitivity and great concern for a problem that affects every single person in this county. And that just really makes me feel good. I feel just more optimistic than I've ever felt on this issue. And I will tell you, we have spent countless hours hand-wringing, trying to figure out what to do. And we've done a lot of good things. We've done a lot of great things. I'm very proud of our literacy work. We've mobilized a lot of groups. The results tell us it's not enough. We need help. And I think acknowledging the brokenness, acknowledging the severity of the problem, and also the complexity of the problem is going to help us get there. And I believe that this group, along with the greater community, will move the needle on violence. I really believe that. I'm more encouraged than I've ever been. I appreciate every single one of you stepping up. It would have been much easier not to do this. Much easier. But your love for this city is certainly really moved me. Glad to have some help.
Mr. Mayor, let me close on a positive note. Harry Schulstein gives a speech, and it's called A Tale of Two Cities. That's no longer the case here in Jacksonville with this committee. So let's go out and do great things. Mm-hmm. for you, baby.